Joyce, how do you see a patient sort of making this transition from the hope that they've been cured of this disease to the reality of these kinds of metastatic situations?
I think most people do just absolutely remarkably well. I think it's one of those things we all can't know how we would deal with it until we get there, but the patients are fighters, generally speaking, and make that transition to needing continuous therapy for the rest of their lives. Well, I think most women get into the mindset of a day at a time, which is something I really encourage because none of us is clairvoyant and we can quote average statistics, but we can't tell an individual woman what her natural history would be. So I sort of encourage a regimen at a time, a treatment at a time. That's how I personally survived the difficulty of treating metastatic breast cancer. I try not to judge the disease, and I just try to stay in the moment and do the best we can for the woman at that time. And I encourage that outlook. Generally speaking, younger women who are still raising families or whose children are not very well established or who have not had fully mature lives yet, they just want to optimize their longevity. Older women, it's much more important to balance the toxicities of therapy because I think they're just more acutely aware of other comorbidities that they have and want to maintain that functional status. But I think in general, women do absolutely remarkably well with the transition.
Neil, can I make one very quick comment, which is that, so just two nights ago, I was seeing a patient who I'm unbelievably fond of, who's a young woman who has HER2-positive breast cancer, who is just about at the end of the line. And again, someone who I think that she may not be alive more than another few weeks, and she's still thinking many, many, many months. But we were talking about how she was dealing with this, and I said, you can be angry, you can be sad, you can decide to fight this, you can do all sorts of things, but the one thing you can't be is desperate, because desperation won't get you anywhere, and all of her family members are actually desperate, and I said, you got to keep them out of the house if they can't get rid of that. And it is, I think, the one emotion that we all have a difficult time dealing with it because it's so frustrating, but also it really doesn't help people. And somehow getting beyond that, I think, is often very useful.